Hi guys, I have a very special treat for you all right now. I want to introduce another erotic podcast to you, which I think you'll love. It's called Wild in Bed, Erotic Audio Stories at Bedtime, and it's hosted by the wonderful Devlin Wild. For your weekly erotic pleasure, you can enjoy deep and intimate erotic audio stories and erotic romance readings, all designed with one thing in mind, to give you the deepest, most intense pleasure every Monday night at 10 p.m. CST. It doesn't matter if you are single or a couple, you can enjoy intense pleasure. All you have to do is lay back, put your headphones on, and let Devlin's smooth voice take you into your deepest fantasies. Enjoy this special episode.
Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin. And welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, a brief service announcement before we begin. As the podcast has grown over the past 18 months, I have attracted more and more interest from advertisers. Now, in the next few days, I will be entering talks with them about having commercials on the podcast. If you, like me, don't like your stories interrupted, then go ahead and show your support for the show by taking out a subscription. They do start at just 99 cents. So I would be grateful if you would visit wildafterdark.com and show your support for the show. And get a private version, just for you, absolutely commercial free. Now there will be two episodes tonight, this one and a bonus one. So no, it's not a mistake when you see the notification come through, there are two episodes tonight, so you get double the fun. I wouldn't move from your bed if I was you. Tonight's story is an adaptation of a listener's fantasy. I have to say, it was a particularly filthy and pornographic fantasy, and there were some bits that really would have got me banned if I'd recorded them. But the story is still so very hot. Now, if you want to hear your fantasies narrated right here, then you can just email me at devlin@wilddesires.com. And I will bring your fantasy to life. Now you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, loosen any clothing, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice coming over and inside you. And when you're ready to surrender to pleasure, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release your inner passions. As you listen to my voice and feel the story caressing your body as you sink into tonight's show. Janice looked at her bed again before going onto the landing and looking through the open door to the next bedroom. She was pretty sure her bed was now mirroring his, at least close enough for her needs, with their bed heads pushed against the shared wall. She was confident her head was as close to his as she could possibly be without actually being in the same room. She closed his door quietly and pulled hers closed behind her as she lay on the bed, placing the palm of her hand on the wall above the bed She could almost feel him there. He felt that close. He wasn't even in the damn house. But God, she could feel him and hear him. How many nights she had laid in this very bed listening to him. She shouldn't have wished so bad for something to interrupt. But Nigel was no good as a partner or a parent. She would have dumped him years ago if it hadn't been for Callum. Callum wasn't even her son, but for the past 7 years she had treated him as if he was. He was such a lovely person. He didn't care she was carrying a few extra pounds. He still thought she was beautiful on the day she didn't wear makeup. Well, that was until 2 years ago, when he turned 18. And that's when things changed. Nigel had gone out for the evening, doing just whatever he did. Janice had gone to bed with a headache and was laying in the darkened bedroom. She wasn't sure what time it was, but eventually she heard Callum turning in for the night. He had been waiting for his dad, and had been met with the usual result, disappointment. A feeling she was personally used to, where Nigel was concerned. She really did feel for the lad. He was a lovely kid and was growing into a handsome young man. But she knew he needed to break away and make his own life. And when he did, Nigel would be out on the street on his ear. It was his 18th birthday. He wanted his dad to celebrate it with him. But no, he just let him down again. As she lay there listening to him, she thought she could hear him crying. She just wanted to wrap him up in her arms and tell him how great he was and how he was so much better than his father, how she would always be there for him. It took a minute to realize that he wasn't crying. He was moaning. She wasn't sure if it was in pain or... Damn. She was sure he just called out her name. Suddenly her mind was full of an image of just what Callum was doing, just a few feet away from her. She could imagine his cock, firm and throbbing as he lay on the bed, the white sheets draped over his naked thighs, so beautifully contrasting the tan of his skin, his fingers grasping his girth, sliding slowly but firmly up and down his length, his other hand slipping between his thighs, his palms sliding over his balls, massaging them in his long fingers. Her thighs trembled at the image. Her body tensed with the gentle caress of pleasure that drifted up and down her body. Without realizing it, her fingers had slid between her thighs, gently caressing her nub of sensuality. She moaned gently, as her touch sent a tremor sliding through her body. Her pussy throbbed, trembled under her touch, the image of him stroking his cock, oblivious to her watching him, just hammered electricity through every cell in her body. She had never watched a man pleasure himself, and never really thought of it as sexy. But right now, watching Callum was the sexiest thing she could imagine. As her fingers danced along the edge of her panties, a voice spoke in her mind. This wasn't right. He was her stepson. But that was it. He was just her stepson. He wasn't a blood relation. He wasn't a child. He was a grown man who could make his own choices. Somewhere in the distance, she could hear her name again. Fuck. He was moaning her name as he stroked his cock. He was fantasizing about her. A flood of desire cascaded over Janice's body as she heard her name again, removing any doubt or hesitancy. The sound of him moaning like that forced her to thrust her fingers inside her panties, caressing her folds. Fueled with passion, Janice's thighs tightened around her hand, her body twisted with pleasure. Fuck, this felt so good. Her fingers explored inside her folds, thrusting gently, massaging the walls of her pussy. Every touch of her fingers accentuated by sounds of him moaning her name. She could feel him inside her, that long throbbing cock of him occupying her pussy, filling her. As his young muscular body pushed along hers, his entire length pressing to the very end of her. Damn, she could feel her pussy trembling with every thrust. Up and down she could feel her core clutching along his cock, as if it was massaging every inch of him. She truly hadn't ever felt sensual pleasure of this strength before. Her pussy didn't just want him, it craved him, it needed him. On the very edge of satisfaction, she held herself, cupping both breasts and pussy, intermittently stroking her clit, just keeping her orgasm there, pulsing, alive, waiting for him to join her. God, she wanted to feel him come inside her. She truly couldn't be satisfied until he did come inside her, until they came together. His moans became growls, the headboard of his bed banging on the wall, every thud of his headboard against the wall, thrusting pleasure deeper and deeper inside her. Her fingers dug into the pillow above her, grasping at it for sanity. She bit hard onto it as she tried to control the urge to call his name, her orgasm overpowering any sense in her mind. She called out for him within the confines of the pillow, biting hard into the material as he called her name again, moaning loudly. She could feel their shared pleasure as his orgasm erupted inside her, hot streams of cum filling every corner of her, triggering her own orgasm. The relentless waves of pleasure moving between them, occupying every thought in her mind. Her fingers gripping the pillow tightly, her panting beginning to slow a little. Shocks of pleasure ricocheted around her body, forcing involuntary moans and explosions of satisfaction. Janice couldn't help it. She could only giggle into the pillow as a warm caress of satisfaction embraced her. Hearing him writhe on his bed, she just pulled the pillow closer, wanting to hold him, to share their afterglow. And so it has been for the last 2 years. Every night, every morning, she heard him pleasuring himself. And when she could, she would join him, albeit 2 feet away. A few times Nigel had been snoring in his sleep next to her, as she listened to Callum, and she just couldn't stop herself. She had to pleasure herself with him. She had bitten so hard into the pillow that night, her body had exploded in the most intense orgasm, she suspected because Nigel was asleep next to her. She definitely seemed to be getting off on being very risky with the whole situation. Sometimes after hearing him come, she would wait until he left his room and then deliberately bump into him. She could smell his cum on him, warm and soothing. Her own cum had its own powerful fragrance. And when the two were combined, she just found it so intense. It suddenly dawned on Janice. She didn't know if Callum was a virgin. She'd never known him have a girlfriend. He never mentioned dating. Of course, that might not mean anything. But him being a virgin, her being his first, seemed to make it even sexier, even dirtier. Damn, just the thought of his pure, beautiful cock being inside her forced slick down her thighs. She paused to gather her breath as she laid the breakfast table. Just because his father was an asshole, she wasn't going to have his 20th birthday ruined. The smell of bacon flooded the house, impossible to resist for even the laziest 20-year-old. The sound of his footfall on the stairs just excited every nerve in Janice's body. Damn, she could feel her juices teasing at the soft flesh of her thigh already. She hadn't dressed yet, still wearing her nightshirt. She pondered for a moment whether she should have put on more. Full suit of plate armor would hide her need. Callum quietly moved through the kitchen, pressing behind her. The lack of space in the breakfast area forced him to press against her. His morning wood throbbed against her nightshirt. Janice could only grasp at the tablecloth to control this desire. He must know the effect he was having on her. There was no way in the world he couldn't smell her. And her nipples, God, her nipples were so hard pressing at her nightshirt. There was no way anyone could miss them, especially not a hormonal young man. Janice wished him happy birthday and passed him a gift card. She felt awful not knowing what to buy as a present and having to resort to a gift card. But it was better than nothing. She smiled weakly as he opened the card, thanked her, and then kissed her on the cheek. As he sat back down to enjoy his bacon, his eyes fixated on Janice's erect nipples. Even as he ate the bacon, he chewed every mouthful so slowly, his eyes never leaving her breasts. His gaze not just undressing her, but bending her over the breakfast table and taking her hard, there and then. God, she could feel that beautiful cock of his pushing against her again, his hand sliding her nightshirt over the curve of her ass, her panties dripping with need as he slid them to one side. She could feel him throbbing against her folds before pushing inside with long, slow thrusts. Janice whimpered gently, without realizing it was even happening. She had to stop this. She was a walking orgasm at the moment. She could barely control the feelings moving through her. If she wasn't careful, she would just come at the breakfast table. No hands needed. For fuck's sake, her pussy was already clutching for him. To distract from his obvious interest with her breasts, Janice focused conversation on what he was going to do today. She was disappointed for him when he said nothing. He would probably just stay at home. Of course, him staying around the house might lead to other things, she thought hopefully. No, this was his birthday, she told herself. Not time for her to be selfish. Why not go to the beach? She ventured. It was a sunny day, and despite it being fall, it was still warm enough to enjoy a rest on the sand. Surely he had friends who wanted to go. No one to go with, he said. His head dropped a little. Janice knew he had difficulty making friends sometimes, but he had grown into such a fine-looking young man. She hoped that was all past now. Well, why don't we go to the beach? She said, smiling wildly. It's been years since a young man has taken me to the beach. Let's spend the day together, having fun. Reluctantly, he looked like he might actually smile. Grabbing that as a yes, Janice said, go and get changed. We can clean the breakfast things up later. Finishing his bacon, Callum stood up, licking his fingers. Janice watched every motion of his fingers as they slid along his lips, wishing for so much. She stood to let him pass her. Damn, his cock was rock hard now. And God, did it pulse. She was sure he paused a little longer behind her, or maybe it was just her imagination. Whatever it was, she was going to have a damn good fantasy about him when she got to bed this evening. For now, she just needed to make sure Callum enjoyed his birthday. The journey to the beach was thankfully short. Janice focused on the road ahead. She couldn't let her mind drift to other thoughts, and she definitely ignored the gear shift. That thing was just creating too many filthy thoughts to be safe on the road. It didn't take long to set up the sun lounger. They would probably only be here for a few hours before they went home. Both her and Callum were sensitive to the sun, so despite the Factor 800 sun cream and parasol that kept the brightest of the sun away, they both always ended up returning home from beach trips early. Digging the sun cream from a basket, she threw it at Callum's chest playfully. Put mine on, she said. Then I'll do yours. Laying on her front on the picnic blanket, she really hadn't realized the situation she was creating before it was too late. Callum sat astride her. She could feel his balls just caressing her exposed back as he lowered himself. A tremble shot through her whole body. Fuck, this really was going to be a problem. There was a moment's pause before she felt the sun cream, so cold against the heat of her body. Goosebumps erupted over every inch of her back. biting her lips to suppress a gasp. Her fingertips wrapped the corners of the blanket into knots, desperately trying to control this desire. His hands pushed firmly through the cream, moving it up and down her body in long, determined strokes, his fingers seeming to tease every hot spot on her body, sending a current of pleasure all the way down to her clit. God, he was nowhere near her pussy, but it felt like his fingers were pushing inside her in the most erotic way possible. As his hands stretched over her shoulders, his body pressing up hers, suddenly the sensation of his hard, throbbing cock trembling along her back made her moan gently. The caress of her juices as they escaped her bikini reminded her just how turned on she had been earlier and how painfully frustrated she was going to be later. Lifting herself onto her elbows as best she could with Callum sat astride her, she quickly said, "Your turn, on your back." Thankfully, Callum knew Janice well enough to know not to try and discuss things when she used that voice. He simply got off and lay face up on the blanket. Janice looked at him for a second and watched his erection bulging within his shorts. Damn, the boy was bigger than she imagined. Grabbing a sarong from the basket, she quickly wrapped it around herself as she sat across Callum. Grabbing sun lotion, she squirted more than a generous portion onto his firm chest. She took a breath. This was it, then, she thought, as she looked around. The beach in this area was fairly quiet. There were some adults, but no children. They obviously preferred it near the beach railway and the sand dunes to play in. Reaching down, Janice did not wait for discussion. She slid her hand along his flat stomach and then, grasping the material of his shorts, she massaged his length. She was frustrated by waiting. She needed this, and she needed it now. Sliding her bikini panties to one side, her other hand grasped his cock and pushed it between her folds. Fuck. His cock touched her in ways she didn't think possible. Her lips stretched tight around him as she slowly slid up and down his length, savoring every inch of him as he pushed deliberately so deeply inside her. Her hands gliding over the cream on his chest, spreading it over his muscles, her fingertips caressing at his nipples, pinching them gently. The sensation of his cock twitching as she played with his nipples, sending her own desire into overdrive, immersing herself in all the sensations, sliding the wet lips of her pussy up and down his shaft, feeling the sensation of his rough skin teasing along her lips, rubbing her in ways she had never been rubbed before. Trying to control the desire to fuck him as hard as she could, her pussy began trembling, her orgasm growing. But she knew people were too close to just abandon herself to lust. They would hear her if she came like she wanted to, like she knew she could with him inside her. His hands reached up and pressed roughly over her breasts, his fingers pinching her nipples in such a deliciously painful way, sending electricity through every nerve. Slowly she controlled the thrusts, long strokes of her pussy along the entire length of his cock, every inch of his cock being massaged by her desire, desperately trying to milk it. Biting her lip, Janice held her breath as a couple passed them all but 2 feet away. They must know what they were doing. It was probably obvious from a mile away, let alone 2 feet. Another slow and determined stroke of her pussy along his length, her toes curling with need, her fingers grasped at his chest, and then his moan. That moan resonated through his body. Damn, she felt it along his cock. His cock was vibrating inside her. Realizing she was beyond the point of no return, Janice rode his cock hard and fast, her hand sliding over his mouth to suppress the noise she knew he was about to make. Pounding down onto his cock, she grabbed his hand and placed it over her mouth. As their bodies trembled in perfect unison, she could feel him tense against her, his cock swelling even larger than before as he erupted inside her. The sensation forcing her to bite on the side of his hand to quieten the moan she wanted to release as her orgasm exploded around his beautiful cock. Panting as the afterglow embraced them, she took his hand from her mouth. Staring deeply into his eyes, she said, "Don't say a word. I will sort everything out. But right now, just enjoy this moment. And happy birthday, Callum." Callum just nodded, not able to speak with the flow of pleasure moving through his body. Enjoying the waves of delight flooding all over him. So, next week we have another listener's fantasy. And don't you forget to visit wildafterdark.com so you can show your support for the show. It really is appreciated. So until next time, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild wishing you salacious dreams.